now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season word.
So it's wonderful assembly of ministers in the pulpit in the pew, and to the officers and members of this body, and to all of you, my Father's children, we greet you on this day. Grace and peace be unto all of you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. May he bless you richly and continuously in this season of your life. Listen, I came to have church today. I don't know about y'all. I'm tired of everything being like it's always been. If I got to do it by myself, I just have church by myself. The devil is too busy. The hell is too real. Trouble still comes, and I'm glad the Lord let me come to his house one more time. And I'm thankful, y'all. A lot of stuff tried to stop me from getting to God's house. And so I'm not going to let your frown stop me from thanking God. I'm not going to let your laziness stop me from giving God glory. I'm not going to let a bad attitude, who's not here, who is here. I don't care. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. One more time. I bless God today. Hallelujah. God has healed me. God has saved me. He has answered my prayer. He has lifted me up. He's brought light in the midst of darkness. He did it again just because he can. We ought to give him more glory than we give him. We ought to be set on fire in the house of the Lord. God, have mercy. I'm not trying to bother some of y'all, but God been too good for y'all to be looking like you looking. God been too good for you just to sit there like I ain't done nothing. I'm looking at miracles, you just sitting there. I'm looking at miracles with a frown on their face. You must have forgot when God touched you. You must have forgot when you was crying. You must have forgot when you were lonely. You must have forgot when it didn't go your way and God touched your life. You ought to get on your feet and lift your hands and tell God thank you. Glory to God. My Lord. St. Luke chapter 19. Good as God been. Yo, we have forgot. We got bad memories. We can remember what somebody did to us. We can remember when something ain't go our way, but we can't remember how God been good in spite of what's going on. Ought to be shame of ourselves. Lord, have mercy. I'm looking at miracles in this house. Lord, have mercy. Well, it don't take all that. Yes, it does. It takes that and then some more. St. Luke. St. Luke chapter 19. Lord, have mercy. Those of you who are physically able, would you stand with us for reading of God's word? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. It's grace that lets you sit there and do nothing. Because if he blessed you based on what you give him, if he blessed us based on what we give him, you wouldn't have nothing today. But grace lets you show up and sit there like God owe you something. Like you don't know how to lift your hand. Like you don't know how to tell the Lord thank you. Grace lets you sit there and do nothing. But you partner by 10 of us will say glory anyway, because we appreciate his grace. Hold a minute. Hold a minute. At this moment, I can't tell you that he don't care. But at this moment, he ain't concerned about what's hurting you. He ain't concerned about no knee, no back, no stomach, no lung, no breast, no head, no neck. All he's concerned about right now is you giving him some glory. And if you're learning to take your mind off whatever it is that's hindering you and whoever it is hindering you and put your eyes on the one who makes it all possible, just maybe you'll get your breakthrough. Just maybe you'll get your blessing. If you learn to lift hands to him and put yourself in his hand, put your situation in his hand, just maybe something will go your way. Thank you.
them while you got time. One big phrase. Glory. That's it.
Got the atmosphere ready for a word. Glory to God. Listen, for the most part, we make an effort not to bother anybody. And we don't let some of y'all get away with murder. We try so hard to show not to make you be like us and not make you praise like we do. But some of y'all being sorry. And it's my job as the man of God, as a steward of your soul, to tell you that praise is necessary and worship is necessary. And you ought to show your appreciation to a God who has been good to you. Now, I'm not asking you to speak in tongues. I don't ask you to do like anybody else. All I ask you to do is think about your own life. And when somebody does something for you that they do not have to do, the least you and I can do is say thank you. Now, I know that's right. And so if you're offended by it, I'm sorry, but then again, I'm not. But we let y'all get away with doing hardly nothing. And so you sit here with your arms folded, with a straight face. But when you think about God, we're not that type of church that's not going to give God glory. If you look in your hand, if you look in your pew, you don't see no order of service. Because the Holy Spirit is the master of ceremonies. never know what you can and cannot do until you try it. Stop telling me you can't praise God. Stop telling folk you can't give him glory. When you get that paycheck, you say thank you. When that doctor give you a clean bill of health, you say thanks, doc. But you better start thinking about who touched the doctor and who provided you with a job. St. Luke chapter 19. Glory to God. If you got an attitude about giving God glory, then this word is for you today. So thank you for being here. So set up the whole time. St. Luke chapter 19. Commence reading at verse number 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, like some of y'all gonna do when y'all leave, about what we just got through doing for the last 10 minutes. But you know what I've learned? They don't even have a name. So they shouldn't have a claim to my testimony, to my praise. When my mind is on him, I don't worry about they. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Blessed are those who read, hear, and apply his holy word. For the time is ours together, we want to lift this passage to you from this thought, when small people meet a big God. I want to talk to you today about when small people meet a big God. Most of us in this room today are familiar with jigsaw puzzles. And we know that jigsaw puzzles are never, when you get them out of the box, they are never a finished picture. For the puzzle is divided by the manufacturer into several different pieces. And it's our task, in order to have a complete picture, is our duty to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And many times, we get frustrated because some pieces that we think should fit do not fit. It seems like you are one area away or one section away from it fitting the way that it should fit. It's like your picture is almost done, but then you have to look at yourself and say something's missing. And I believe that's where many of us are this morning. We've come to God's house this morning on a brisk, cool Sunday morning, yet we got to be honest with ourselves and say something is missing in my life. You have worked hard and you have claimed a lot of different esteem. You have moved up to a great position. You have graduated. You've gotten your certifications. You have your house. You have your marriage. You have your children. You have retired. You're receiving your pension. You're receiving your Social Security. But yet you come still saying, Lord, there's something missing. Am I talking to myself this morning? Many of us need to be real with ourselves. And if you want God to help you today, you've got to learn how to tell yourself the truth. You see, it really don't matter if I lie to somebody else. I need to be making sure I can at least tell myself the truth. And many of us are starting to believe, not wanting to believe the truth about ourselves and say, preacher, God, there's something missing in my life. Many of us are working so hard to be big that it's making us smaller. Lord have mercy. Many of us are working so hard to get stuff, and then we're making God be smaller. And it's amazing. Now, if you are one of those persons today who think that you're big and you're making God small, you're the one I want to talk to. Because I'm finding out in the body of Christ and in the world that we are making ourselves big and making God be small. Just take the last few moments where we ought to know that every believer should know that when you understand you've been saved from sin, you've been saved from Satan, and you've been saved from death, you ought to be appreciative when you have an opportunity to come to his house. You should not need to get nobody to pump you up. You should not need anybody to play a drum. You should not need anybody to play the keyboard. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he does for me, my soul just says, all right, thank you, Jesus. Thank God for saving me. But when you start thinking that life is about you, when you start thinking life is about your comfort, when life is about you getting your way, all your eyes being dotted and your T's being crossed, you're making God be small so that you may be big. And many of us are frustrated because we're trying to be big. Many of us are going through because we're trying to be big. Many of us are suffering because we're trying to be big. And God says, what about me? Because if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. When is the last time you lifted Jesus? Choir, will you help me lift Jesus? Preachers, will you help me lift Jesus? Church, will you help me lift Jesus? When is the last time you lifted Jesus, but you want Jesus to keep lifting you?
Well on, well on.
We're small. See, here's our problem. And I must insult all of us, including myself, we are some small people. And we're not small in our status, we're small in our stature. In other words, in the eyes of God, we are some small, insignificant specks on the radar. You see, you are a big fish in a small pond here in New Zion. You're a big fish in a small pond here in Winfield. But mess around and look at glory. Have you ever looked up at the sky? Have you ever seen all the stars? Have you ever seen the moon? Do you see the sun that's still positioned to shine? And you think you big, but it took a big God to place all that stuff where you see it. And so many of us are thinking too highly of ourselves. Many of us are trying to be the big dog. Many of us are trying to be first. Many of us are trying to make black history, but God is history. God is the only person who can be history, present, and future at the same time. That's the kind of God I want to hang with. That's the kind of big person I want to be with, who is Alpha and Omega, who is beginning and end, who sets up the increments of eternity called time to let you and I occupy his land, occupy his earth. When are you going to realize that this world ain't about you? It ain't about your baby. It ain't about your child. It's about giving God nothing but the glory. And when you are stuck on yourself, you can't attach to God. And that's why y'all struggling this morning. That's why you got them frowns on your faces, because you're mad at God, because God ain't do what you wanted him to do. Well, what if God would have flipped the script and say, it's been 20 years and you still won't do what I asked you to do? You still won't pray. You still won't read your Bible. I got you out of jail and you still won't come to my house. I healed your body and you ain't told nobody yet. What are you gonna make him big? It's Luke 19. I don't care no more. It's Luke 19. How dare you come to God's house? I'm looking at cancer survivors. I'm looking at people being under the doctor's knife. I'm looking at folks who've been locked up. And you can't give him glory. You can't lift your hand. Some of y'all sick right now, but he still lets you make it in the house. Some of you full of hell right now, but we can't see it because God covering you. You ought to think he's big. You hung up on the turkey. You hung up on the ham. You hung up on bills. You hung up on medicine.
You hung up on who left you. It's the holiday season, and you ain't got nobody. So you now you're finna come here with this mess. You're finna come here with this sob story. You're finna come here with these long faces. Want somebody to feel sorry for you. But there is a God who loves you just as you are, who rocks you in his arm. Ain't no loving like some Holy Ghost loving. Tell your neighbor, I'll start that mess. Here we go again. Every holiday season, the same old mess out of y'all. What do the lonely do at Christmas? Tell the Lord thank you and wake up on the 26th. It's Luke 19. Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, getting ready for his last week. Lord have mercy. His popularity is buzzing. And he passes through this place called Jericho. Now notice that I said he's not passing to go in Jericho. He's passing through Jericho. That's why your preacher is screaming out of his lungs and sweating like a slave and lost his freedom papers. This is why I'm doing it so hard, because you don't understand that the Lord is passing through. He's not going to keep giving you opportunities to keep sitting up in his church and not do no better. He's not going to keep giving you time. You done been on 5 or 6 strikes, but the next strike might be the one to put you out. That's why it's so urgent for me, for you to understand what God is saying. It ain't about being perfect. It's just about being in the right stature. Because he's passing through. He is not here to stay. And the day of redemption is coming, where he's going to call for us, and he ain't going to come back to your house. He just going to call. And if you're not ready to hear his name, it don't matter how much you cried in. It don't matter how much you lay out then. The church can't save you then. The door can't save you then. The day is coming where he will not pass through. He's coming back. And you gotta stop living like he ain't coming back. You gotta stop treating folk any kind of way as though he ain't coming back. You just can't say certain things to anybody as though he ain't coming back. You can't keep digging ditches as though he ain't coming back. I promise you, sure as I'm standing here, he's coming back. But right now, he's coming through. He's coming through Jericho. In chapter 18, the latter part of chapter 18, he has healed a blind beggar. He's healed this man by his faith. Because of his faith, this man has been healed. And he's been delivered. So now people are wondering about this Jesus, because the man now, when he got healed of his blindness, he followed Jesus. Y'all missed your shout. When he healed the man said, I'm going to follow somebody who healed me. I can't understand why 15 or 20 of you still won't give God your life yet, and he the one saved you in the first place. You go right back to the same stupid stuff. Go right back to the dope house. Right back to the streets. He delivers you. Other folk got life. You got probation, and you still won't give God any time. That blows my mind why you still won't give him no better than you give him. Blows my mind. But anyway, he healed this blind man. The blind man walks with Jesus. This is on the outskirts of Jericho. Now he walks into Jericho, and all these people, because Jesus now has been made famous, is a whole lot of folk following Jesus. Why ain't nobody in church today? It's because we ain't making Jesus popular. Can I go a little further? Can I tell you the truth of it? How is it that first Sunday, all you do is invite somebody to church, and we have a house full, but since first Sunday, it's back to things as usual? It's because we don't tell the good news. All we tell is the bad news. Amen. Common sense should have told you, if I can invite them first Sunday, I ought to be able to invite them second Sunday. I ought to be able to bring them third Sunday. But we don't make him famous. We went to the lights last night. We went to the Pecan Festival a couple weekends ago. We want to do everything. We're getting ready for the Classic next week. I bet you we'll have a Superdome full in Mercedes-Benz Superdome because the Bayou Classic is famous. Grambling and Southern are world-renowned. You're looking at a world-renowned alumni of Grambling State University. But ain't nothing like a God who makes my life worth living, who's healed my body, who saved my sin-sick soul. So if I can talk about give me a G-S, G-S, G-S-U, I ought to be able to tell about a G-O-G-O-G-O-D. You ought to make him famous. When the last time you made God famous? When the last time you advertised God? A miracle is ready to be set up because folk are appreciative and they're walking with Jesus. It sets up an atmosphere for miracles, more miracles, when people stay. Amen. Lord, y'all have missed y'all celebration moment. If you just stay with him, you'll see even more than you saw when you first met him. Lord, have mercy. I need somebody who can help me testify that every day with the Lord is sweeter and sweeter. And the miracle ain't sometimes him giving you what you want. The miracle is him giving you grace to make it through stuff you don't want. Oh, Lord. You want to know a miracle? The fact I can worship with you and not cut you like I want to. That's a miracle for me. When I don't cuss you out, even though you treat me like you treat me, I still smile in your face. I still got peace in my heart. Because that's called a miracle. Because if you had known me before Christ, you'd appreciate the miracle after I met Christ. Come through Jericho. He's been made famous. Then there's a man named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was born a Jew, but he works for the Romans. By hair time. He's a Jew by nature, but his occupation supersedes what he was born to be. His name Zacchaeus, that prefix there aligns to his Jewish heritage. But then he starts getting a job and becomes a chief publican. He becomes a not just any kind of tax collector. He is the big dog of tax collectors. He collects taxes on the tax collectors. So he's a big man. And his job has now superseded his ministry. Who the world sees him as is more important than what the word sees him as. He's more concerned about his worldly social life than his Christian life. That sounds kind of familiar, don't it? You're more worried about how people see you than how God see you. And Zacchaeus think it's okay because he's rich. So you got a rich man who feel like because I got money, I don't need ministry. I got a companion so I don't need the church. I got a job, so I don't need joy. That's why you can take such a leisurely approach to this, because it really don't matter that much to you. I don't know, I'm talking about 10 of you. I don't know who I'm talking to. Let the Lord tell you the truth. You really don't care that much. You can take church or leave church. It don't bother you to miss Bible study, don't bother you to miss church, don't bother you to miss Sunday school, because you really ain't that deep into it anyway. If I can make it, fine. If I don't make it, fine, because I still got my money, still got my status, I'm still known as a big dog. Because socially, everybody respects me. Everybody loves me. I have the respect of people by being big dog Zacchaeus. Everybody got to respect me because of my position in the world. But when I get to the church, I don't get my way. In the church, no one sees me. And so I'm only interested in being in environments that I can control. That's why some of y'all can leave stuff when they vote you out as president. It's because you weren't tied into God, you were tied into a position. Because you'd rather be seen, heard, and respected as opposed to blend in and love somebody. Because you think being seen and heard is most important. And so here's Zacchaeus, he got some nature problems. Because see, I was born a Jew. But there's another problem with how I'm born. I'm born short. I'm trying to minister to somebody here. See, I'm born a Jew, and I'm born in a one-parent home. I'm born a Jew, and I'm born with a deficiency. Everybody see me when I walk in this Jewish walk or this Christian walk, everybody see my problems, my pain. I got to put myself out there. But when I step in behind this desk, they don't see my stature. They don't see how I stand. All they see is my position. And the same people who call me shorty, now I'm bigger than them when I get behind this desk. And that's why many of us Christian lives don't line up to our worldly lives, because in the world I get you back for how you did me in church. When I get the chance to get you back in the world, I'm going to get you, because I remember how you treated me in church. You didn't let me sing my solo, so mess around and let me be your supervisor. Mess around, don't ever let me mess around and be your supervisor. I'm going to get you back for what you did at women's meeting. Because now the tables have turned and I'm bigger than you. And see, when you submit to God and submit to a church, you don't get to call the shots. And many of you are struggling. You won't make a commitment, because that means that you got to be there every Sunday, probably. At least be there more Sundays than you're not. I got to take the time. I got to make time for Bible study. Yep, if you're serious. And you're not willing to get that kind of time, because that takes away from your title. You worked hard for everybody to come to your house for the cookouts. You worked hard to have that club. You worked hard for that. So how could God ask you to do something different? Many of you are like Zacchaeus this morning. Many of you are just like him. You are too big for some stuff. Because God saw you as too small. God puts you in your place. You want to go to environments where no one tells you anything. That's why this don't matter that much. That's why you can take it and leave it. Show up and just chill. Because you've forgotten, because you don't know your own nature, you've forgotten about God's nature. Because when you're in the presence of God, folk who know him ought to know how to respect his presence. Amen. And there's a certain way you ought to be when you're in his presence. Yes. So that's why I can tell many of y'all ain't that you really mean no harm. You done forgot his nature. You waiting on God to worship you before you worship God. You're waiting on God to do what you asked him to do before you start doing what he wants you to do. Because some of us think we just as big now as God is. We don't accept Christian submission and order. We say stuff like, he a man just like I am. She a woman just like I am. How you gonna tell me what to do? I'm grown. Because you've forgotten about the spiritual pecking order. That God has put angels in his house. He has given you pastors to feed you with wisdom and knowledge. You don't think you need that, because you just as smart as they are. Because what I need Ham for, and I can watch Joel Osteen. Why worship with Ham when I can watch T.D. Jakes? Oh, Lord. Y'all give me a little time? So Zacchaeus is a big man. Now, He's a Jew by nature, but now the Jewish people don't even respect him for how he undone them. It's amazing how you can do people a certain way and still expect them to treat you right in the church. Everybody's not mature enough to, I hope they would be, but everybody's not mature enough to see that you done done me like a dog in the world. And then you want to come hug up on me when you're in here. Everybody just can't handle that. I wish they could. Oh, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, help me. Everybody can't handle that. So our challenge is to make sure that our church life as much as possible line up with our worldly life. Mm-hmm. Y'all quiet. Quiet now. Night and all that stuff now. He passes through Jericho. Zacchaeus hearing all this buzz. It's a buzz about this Jesus. He done heard something about him because he did go to Sunday school, but when he got grown, he stopped going to church because he didn't have to. See, everybody in this room know that when you get in trouble, pray. But if you don't stay with them, you don't know how or what to pray. May I be honest that maybe a handful of us in this room today because you in trouble? You in a tight in your life. And you come to church thinking hoping that he'll fix it for you. But you really don't love him. You really ain't committed to him. You're just hoping you can climb a tree. And see him without him seeing you. Zacchaeus hears about this Jesus. Wait a minute now. Something's going on because the attention is no longer on me. Because when I'm big, I got to have that attention. Bible says Zacchaeus ran before the crowd. It's so that he could still be seen, even though Jesus is coming. Because he can't identify with Jesus because Jesus is a poor man's savior. Yeah. But me and Zacchaeus, I'm a rich man's deliverer. Yeah. I'm the one that the folks depend on. Now here comes this Jesus that ain't got no money to give them, but they still following him. What is he doing so special without any money that they running behind him and they used to all come looking to me?
All right.
He's poor, he's broke, and he ain't sexy, he ain't flashy. What is it about it? And when small people meet a big God, first thing God does is spark your curiosity. He gets you to asking questions. What's going on with that at that church? What's going on with you? You done changed. That used to get you going. You used to want to hang out. Used to, you know, or can I go a little closer for y'all? You used to smoke two, now you done cut down to one. Now you go in at 11, you stay out all night, now you go home at 11. Because see, for many of us, it's a process. You ain't just stopped cold turkey. I thought I was talking to real people. Because see, when you really changing, it's a process. I see y'all ain't ready to be real. Very few of us stop cold turkey. Something hit me and I just changed. No, you didn't. It took you some time and some growth. But he sparks your curiosity. So he said, let me go find out what's going on. Now, it's amazing what your curiosity will cause you to do. That nosiness can be turned around for the glory of God. You used to know who was sleeping together. Now all you know is sick reports. Can we pray for them because she's sick? Can we pray for them? It used to be who was sleeping together, now it's who's sick. Because God will take that curiosity in you and turn it around. And will turn it around for his glory. Because some of the fact of the matter is you have not stopped being nosy. You still in other people's business. But instead of talking about what happened at the club, now you're talking about what happened at Bible study. It's going to take time. It's a process. You see what she got on at the club. You come to church, you see what he had on, but at least it's at Bible study.
Y'all ain't.
Some of y'all being used and y'all don't know God using y'all. Here is your, I want to strengthen you today. Those of y'all who are struggling trying to defend the faith. I'm not getting mad anymore at people who keep telling me that there's no God. That he don't exist, that we wasting our time. Because they are now reading the Bible to see how we wrong. Oh, we want to thank God that at least they read it. Just keep staying on the steady. Keep following Jesus. They gonna keep researching while you wrong. God gonna mess around and catch him in that tree. I thank God. All these woke people finna really get up. Because they're gonna mess around and keep reading why we wrong and find out why God is right.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
And they gonna see that we all are just like Romans says, sinners saved by grace. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Let them keep arguing with you and telling you what Hebrews say. Where it say that? Look at chapter 10. I saw that. Really? Yeah, mess around and had Bible study with somebody who ain't believe in it.
Glory to God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Because people who trying to prove him go research and find out why. Lord. He will spark your curiosity. When you're small, but you want to be big, you can't handle him getting all the attention. So you're curious about what he's doing to get the attention from you, and you mess around and learn more about him. Anybody been there? You really wasn't loving him, but you messed around and got around him. And he wrapped his arms around you. He showed you his love. Showed you how he can save you, how he loves you, messed up as you are, he still loves you. Amen. And you fell in love with him. Yeah. Oh. Zacchaeus says, wait a minute now. I'm short. And I'm in a place now where no one sees me. The people ain't studied me, and Jesus can't see me. Whew. Let me do something so that I can be seen by the one I want to see. Now, I definitely don't want to be spoken to. If he see me, I don't want him to say nothing to me. So I'm going to go somewhere because of my stature. I've got to get to a place higher than I am to see something about this Jesus. So he climbs a sycamore-fig tree. Something very significant, a couple things significant about a sycamore-fig tree. They grow to about 50 feet, 40 to 50 feet they grow, especially in Palestine. Secondly, their branches go so wide and the circumference of the trunk goes about 20 feet around. So it's room to hold on and to catch on. Another interesting fact about a sycamore-fig tree is that the fig that comes from it symbolizes grace and peace. I need some old school people here. Have you ever had a ringworm? And Big Mama takes the fig leaves and takes the juice from the fig and puts it on your ringworm and you got healing power from the fig. It ain't always the tree, it's the fruit that comes from the tree. God. And the tree is positioned in a special place. Most fig trees, sycamore fig trees, are positioned by the side of the road.
It's not over by the mountain. It's not far inward. It's right there where people are passing by. It's right, it can be seen where there's traffic. Sounds to me like this tree sound. Hold on, like the church. Whereas we don't really want to fool with Jesus, but we found a place where we can hide. We found a place where we can catch on because the limbs are long enough, they're short enough, where even short people can get on there and go a little higher as they progress and they can see Jesus a whole lot better. And can I be honest with you and tell you that all I'm doing this morning is trying to climb a little higher on the tree just so I can see Jesus a little more clearly. When I first started with him, I couldn't hardly see him, but the more I climb this tree, the more I stay on the branch, the more I stay in fellowship, the more clearly I see Jesus. Tell somebody next to you, keep staying on the tree. Because you're too short to go above the crowd. So you need to get a part of something where you can see Jesus. And that's why the church is here. It's for us to be able to see Jesus from a new point of view. You can't see Jesus being where you are. You've got to get on board with something else to be able to see Jesus for who he is.
That's right. That's right.
I'm preaching too hard, y'all, just to be sitting there. But I'm preaching hard. Y'all ain't gonna make me shut up yet till he tell me to shut up. I feel like a clown right now. I thought the circus was yesterday. I thought the circus was this weekend. But I don't mind being a Christian clown on a Sunday morning. I'll clown again. Stay on the tree. Oh. Zacchaeus started climbing the tree because the crowd couldn't let him get by. Woo. So what a big God does with small people is he seeks you out aside from the crowd. Not only does he spark your curiosity, but he seeks you aside from the crowd. Has the Lord ever spoken so clearly to you to the point where you thought you were the only one in the church? You know why, really why you mad at me? It's because I said exactly what you're doing. Thinking or saying. To the point where you think somebody done told me your business or you think I'm in your business. That's when the Lord is looking for you. And see, so often we keep looking for God, but have you ever thought about the fact that the Lord is looking for you? Because relationship with the Lord is a two-way street. Lord, I thank you. That while you're looking for him, he's looking for you. He called Zacchaeus. Why does he call Zacchaeus? Because Zacchaeus is the only one who did something different. Look what Zacchaeus did. Now remember what we said. He's a big man, even though he's small. He's important. He's rich. But he could not pay himself a lift to get taller. Wow. Okay, y'all miss me. The money he got could not get him taller. His position couldn't get him any higher than he was. Because when it comes down to Jesus, your money don't matter. Your position don't matter when it comes to seeing Jesus. Ooh. And y'all done let some people in the church punk you out. You done let people in these pews cheat you out of your blessing because you're intimidated by people. You're intimidated by the crowd, but somebody ought to still keep looking for Christ. I ain't want nobody like them. I ain't one of them big shots. I ain't nobody like that. I ain't got no suit. I ain't got no white dress. All these things you use to disqualify yourself. And can I give you a hint? I'm going to give you a little secret people don't want you to know. Folk with these suits and robes messed up too. I got to be preaching good. But it just don't feel like it. I know I'm preaching. I know I am. I know I'm preaching. But y'all looking like. Woo! I know I'm preaching. climbs the tree. Now, he say, forget the money. I got to get higher. Forget what people think about me. I got to get higher. And obviously, all this I got can't get me higher. Because when it came time to see Jesus, nobody asked me. And ain't nothing worse in a church than when God bless people and ain't give certain other folks permission. So many of you think that you got to be there or you had to have your hand on it for it to be a miracle or a blessing. And part of y'all's disdain this morning is that people getting delivered whether you like it or not. Because there is some Zacchaeuses who got in the tree. There are some Zacchaeuses who just standing there at the bottom. Several of us in this room have not climbed yet. You're standing by. You depend on the Zacchaeus that went up in the tree to communicate to you down there what's going on. But you've yet to have your own personal encounter with him yourself. You're taking somebody else's testimony about who Jesus is. Okay. Come here, Zacchaeus. Come here. You, Zacchaeus. Z-Money, come here. Hurry up and get down. You, Zacchaeus. Who, me? Who else up there in the tree? Here's what you gotta stop doing. Stop making it seem like the Lord ain't talking to you when you know for a fact he's talking to you. Who, me? Me? I mean, you sure, Lord? Come down. You, make haste. In other words, he said, hurry up. Because the more time I let you later sit there, the less time you're going to spend with me. And this ain't something for you to think about. This is something for you to be about. And your salvation and your miracle, your blessing is not something for you to be thinking about. It's something for you to go after quick as you can. So many of us are delaying our own blessing because we won't move when the Lord say move. It's two key things I want you to see there. He says, make haste, number one. Just talked about that. Then he says, come down. You got to come down off what you thought and listen to what he says. You thought it was going to come through an anointed prophet in the prayer line. He said, no, it's going to come in Sunday school. Come down. Come down from what you thought this perfect miracle was going to be. You want to be a whole church full of people that's going to see you get your blessing. Nope. Might just be two or three in brotherhood. Come down. I don't want that minister to pray for me. I want the pastor to pray for me. But it's the Lord's word. Come down. Because who are you without salvation to say to somebody who is salvation? Who are you and I to say who the Lord called? Or did not call? Just cause you wouldn't answer. How dare you be stuck on yourself and you sick? Wow. Only certain doctors can help you. Only certain nurses. Only certain foods I eat. You ain't hungry. Because when you hungry, I ain't hungry. When you hungry, bologna look like a steak. Oh, no, I don't eat bologna. You ain't hungry.
I don't. But when you're hungry, you would treat bologna like a steak. You'll even get a knife and fork. Because I'm appreciative of what's being done for me that I could not do for myself. Because if I was, see, that's why we ain't got better. We ain't came down. You are struggling, but you in a big house that you can't pay for. Because you won't come down to where you really are. You're living above your means because you won't come down. Because you're too good for some stuff. You're too good for certain people. I would go somewhere, but that ain't gonna help us too much. That ain't gonna help us too much. It's amazing, and it's kind of off the record, but it is on the record. It's amazing how, oh, I know where I am. I'm on air. Good evening, Radio Land as well. It's amazing how HBCUs are good enough when your child don't qualify. But when there was nowhere else we could go, it was everything to us. Now they can't get a certain score, a certain thing. Well, they just go to Southern, just go to Grambling. And now they done set standards. Because you won't come down. I would never send my child there. Since when? And I'm not preaching segregation. I'm not. I believe there's one God, one faith, one baptism. But what? Since when have you lost a sense of pride in your own? Why your own don't deserve your best? Because you won't come down. So you were, if some of us were kind of pitiful in worship today, Tuesday evening, don't try me. I will stand up and go sit you down. If you have gave us anything, have sang, this cause it's us, try me Tuesday evening. The same God over there. Try me. If you ain't speak over here, don't speak over there. If you ain't amen to me now, don't be speak, Pastor Feet Tuesday. Almost. And those of y'all who know me well enough know.
Glory to God.
Let that sink in. I don't care. If you threw your I love my church shirt away and ain't wore it since homecoming, don't wear it Tuesday. I'm playing. Sparks your curiosity, seeks you apart from the crowd. Then he saves you in spite of criticism.
All right.
When small people meet a big God, he saves you in spite of criticism. Yeah. It's amazing, y'all.
that the Lord will change you, and the Lord never saw you as you were, as you was. He always sees us as what he wants us to be. He can't afford to see us as we have been. He sees us where he wants us to be. But you got to be prepared that people won't ever see you how the Lord see you. You got to be prepared for that.